phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Thank you.
Folks, we're here with Helicon. They play this Saturday night, December 17th, their 26th annual Winter Solstice Reunion Concert, Crash Hour Auditorium on Goucher College's campus. Two shows, 3:30 and 8 p.m. on Saturday. And no snowstorms this year.
Knocking on wood.
Yes, that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. Snowstorm.
That Saturday morning, we were dumped with, well, a couple
feet of snow. Yeah.
And we did actually hold a little concert at the Stony Run Friends Meeting House.
A little concert.
Yeah, very small. It was whoever could get there on snowshoe or whatever. And we had about 85 people actually show up. And pretty amazing that people actually. And one couple came down from central Pennsylvania, all the way from State College.
I know a couple people came on cross-country skis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right down Charles Street.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Most of the people who came walked.
Yeah.
A few drove, but not many.
I was driving with people. No.
Well, we were crazy enough to drive.
When the concert was over, I drove to Asheville, North Carolina.
Right.
And lived to tell the tale.
Madman.
Indeed.
Robin
indeed.
Bullock. Ken Kaladner, Chris Norman. You know, last year, you... I was thinking about this, Robin. Mm-hmm. You were working on doing all of Bach's.
The Bach cello suites, yes. I still plan to.
On the mandolin.
My next project is the Bach cello suites on the mandolin. And the only reason I haven't gotten started on it yet is because I realized I wasn't going to have it finished in time for this year's holiday season. And so I put it on hold for the moment. And in the interim, I've just done a new CD of solo guitar that is partly Bach. It's equal parts Bach, John Dowland, and Turlough O'Carolan. So I did that, and that actually does have one cello prelude on it. But it's a CD of Bach, Dowland, and Carolan for solo guitar called Majesty and Magic. And now that that's done with, I'm going to move back on into recording the Bach cello suites on mandolin. I've tried them. I've just fallen in love with that whole cycle of works, and I've tried them on several different string instruments, and I keep going back to the mandolin, oddly enough. You would think that the cello suites would need to be on a lower-pitched instrument, but they just suit the mandolin beautifully.
Now, when I heard you do it last year, it just blew me away. It blew the entire audience away, I think.
But one of the things that delayed the project somewhat is that suite number 6, the last of the cycle, was actually composed not for the cello as we know it, but for a 5-string instrument, similar to a cello, but with an extra high string. And consequently, it covers a range that is impossible to play on a mandolin. It covers too big a range. So I've commissioned a 10-string mandolin to be built just for this project.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And I should be picking it up by the end of the year, yeah. So that'll be my new toy for the Christmas season, and that's just for Bach cello suite number 6 and whatever else I can wrestle out of it.
That's great.
Who's making it?
A guy named Paul Shippey in England, sort of a disciple of Stefan Sobel, who built my cittern.
Have you ever seen it?
I have, actually, at the Swannanoa Gathering this summer. My friend Joseph Sobel showed up with a 10-string Vega from the 1920s that he found on eBay.
Wow. So I got to
play with a 10-string mandolin. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Bach cello suite's on mandolin in the next year or two.
That's great. That's great. I've got to tell our listeners that the lines were open, by the way, 410-319-8888. We've been listening so much here, 410-319-8888. But one of the things, as we jump to the next piece here, that I think that is kind of inspiring for a lot of our listeners, younger listeners especially, who are listening tonight, is that all that you are making your lives as musicians in music, and it can be done. People can live their lives in music. You don't have to, unless you are only kind of giving yourself towards being in Madison Square Garden and making $10 million a year. You don't have to do that.
Right.
You can love your existence and make your living in music, which you're doing.
It can be done. What I tell people is that it's a lifestyle choice as much as a career choice. And one of my other gigs is I tour quite a bit as a sideman with Tom Paxton, the great folk singer, and I've heard people ask him for advice on making a life, making a living in music. And his answer is always, the one thing that you have to have if you're going to do it is an absolute determination, that you will do it come hell or high water. And if you don't have that, it's not going to happen. I mean, there are other things too. Of course, you have to bring something to the table musically. but what separates the people who are able to continue it year after year like us from the people who, you know, fall by the wayside for whatever reason is that you have to be absolutely determined that this is what you're going to do with your life.
Well, we were talking about off air before about pensions and retirement and all that. How we won't have
none of
that.
Which we have,
none of which any of us have.
But then we also envision no reason to ever retire because we're doing something we love to do, you know, which is to play music.
And that's
why would we ever stop?
And that's one of the things that's so inspiring about touring with Tom, because he just turned 74 this year and he's going strong. And I look at him and I think, well, why not me?
There you go.
And why not? We drop.
That's right.
All right. Play another tune.
What do you want to play?
Why don't we play some carols?
Yeah.
I was going to say we do Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
We could do lively. All this slow stuff.
That's sort of a carol.
You know, that thing was kind of
so it's a running commentary. There goes Robin Bullock switching guitar with a new song and picking up the sitar again.
We should do some Christmas carols or some kind of.
Well, we've got 5 minutes, so we
can cram another one in.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's do Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. This is a traditional Irish reel called Christmas Eve, sure enough. Or it will be as soon as I get my sitar in tune.
And wonderful. And get your tickets to Saturday night, 410-243-7254 or www.kenkolodner.com. KenKolodner.com. Saturday night, December 17th, 3:30 show, 8 p.m. show at Crashaw Auditorium. Their 26th annual Solstice Concert. And they will be there to entertain y'all. And we will be there.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great
Thanks
to see
so
you. Three men I care a great deal
Good
about.
Thank it's you.
Good to have you back in the studio. Do this every year, and we'll see you next year.
See you
next
year.
Before Solstice. We'll do this again next year. And God willing, maybe we'll do it even before that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Sure.
Who knows? All right, Joe, this has been great to have you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And enjoy. And folks, Have a wonderful well, we're not going away. We have another hour. City Council people coming in to talk about all kinds of things with you all in the next hour. But we are going to take a short break, come right back, let these guys get their instruments out of the room and get started. Thank you all very much. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.